Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 32. Today we have DJ Bass Kids with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any other music.
Bass Kids on the beat. DJ Bass Kids, man. 1-5-10-4. Long live the God. We're here now on the Mac and Nelly. You dig? Tune in. You know what the fuck going on.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body, the blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Mac,
how are you?
I'm swell as I can be. Gotta get it right. We smoked the blunt before you.
I haven't smoked shit.
Me either.
And look at it. We heard.
Pose over there rolling like molasses.
I need to smoke, I'm kind of pissed off today. Anyways, I went to the night show last night
in Tacoma.
It's like the night show. It's this new thing. It's in Tacoma. It's only their fourth show. It's like once a month, but they do interactive. It's like they have guests. Karen Silva was there. Casey Carter spoke. Shelby. And what the fuck was the bitch's name on her team? Sorry. Janaea. But I feel like they were pronouncing it Janaea, but it was spelled with a ZH. Right. Anyways, the broad could sing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. The nice young lady. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, they did like a battle. It was like boys against girls.
It was singers?
Singers.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. So Shelby sang a song. The dude sang a song. The other girl came out. The girls won. It was obvious. To where the girl went third, the one I'm talking about that I don't know, she went third. And we're like, we don't even hear the nigga after her. Like, I was like, no. I think I said it. I was like, we don't even hear that nigga. But he wasn't bad.
Was any of the dudes good? Like, really good?
The last dude was. Mm. You could tell that the second dude had to find his note.
Was he nervous?
He had to find his key. No, he wasn't. And that was probably another annoying thing about him. Like, he's hella confident. He's hella fucking confident.
Nigga, no, you're not hitting that.
Note. Yeah, like,
that's the worst.
Put the finger on the ear.
Yeah. Exactly. Do the Mariah Carey.
Take one headphone off.
Yeah. So, but that was fun. And that's different.
Yeah,
so there's nothing like that. So, yeah, it was. $25 fun, but it was fun. No.
Oh, so I saved the dub five? Oh, yeah, we good. I'm good.
Me and Paul represented for you. We were there. No, but it was nice. It was nice. Yeah. Anything else? Somebody threw a bottle at Mosey at Toe Jam, right? Were you?
I seen that shit, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
At Toe Jam?
Yeah, on the thing. And you see the video? He's like, hey, we're not beefing though, but who the fuck did that shit?
That's a crazy ass party, bro. That started hella long ago. Like, it used to be in like warehouses and shit. Yeah, that's like.
We got DJ Bass Kids here. Like, it's
sorry.
I just realized we didn't even. Hey!
I know, we do got this nigga here.
Right, Bass Kids!
In the building!
So, yeah, we'll do that too. But just because we're talking, we're gonna be like, who the fuck is here? And Nadia's here. Is that true?
Yeah.
Naughty. That's your podcast name, Naughty. Let's get it. We here. Bass Kids are Naughty.
We already call it that anyway.
Oh, see, it's good.
That's funny.
We here.
Toe Jam, yeah, that happened. But I guess he was like, we're not, get that nigga out of here. We'll do, did you see the video?
He really got hit. Nah, he got popped in the head with the ball.
Oh, yeah, it bounced off his head, yeah.
I can't remember if they took him out or not.
Yeah.
But somebody tried to throw a bottle at
Nudie. They didn't take him out. Like, they was just like, nah, it's cool. Like,
yeah.
And
it looked like Muzzy had it popping, though.
He had it popping because there was like hella kids there.
Oh,
like, there was younger cats there.
Oh, okay.
Must have been a nigga was 33.
They tried to throw a bottle at young Nudie.
You think it was 33 and Toe Jam.
He
broke the mic on somebody's head. Young Nudie did.
Did he? Damn. Violent. How old is that nigga?
I don't even know. He's from Atlanta, though.
Where was it at?
Toe Jam. It was at the Showbox.
Oh, the Showbox?
Mm-hmm.
Toe Jam. I had to try and do shit like that. Oh, no. I probably wouldn't like nothing like that.
I'm too big for that shit.
I don't need to be in my
Soul Jam be
space.
Going crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie.
The Paris Alexa album was chosen at number one for number one local album by Seattle Times.
I haven't had the pleasure of hearing it, so I will listen to it.
So is it... The little, is it the new, should she drop something new or is it the EP that I've heard? The EP is good.
Yeah.
It's like what, 5-6 songs? It's pretty good. You can listen to that shit all the way through. It's pretty good. So, yeah. We're gonna do anything you wanna bring up? Anything you wanna talk about?
Man, I had some shit that I wanted to talk about. But I done smelled it. I done forgot about all of the shit.
This shit's all gone.
This is all gone, Naughty. It's gone. I don't know where it went.
It's over.
You just gonna go, tea time.
Tea time. All right.
There you go.
Cardi Good. B and Offset going through some problems. Cardi B took it to Instagram to let the world know that her and Offset are no longer together and that Offset had been unfaithful. And, yeah, okay. Offset then used Instagram for his response as well, posting a video saying how he's sorry and that he never had sex with that girl, but he did entertain it. Their fans are calling for Cardi to forgive Offset and get back together. He even showed up to her set Rolling Loud with flowers and gifts. Cardi B wasn't having it. Should Cardi take him back and just realize all relationships aren't perfect? Hashtag black men don't cheat. I'm gonna sock you.
I just cheated the other day. No, I'm playing. No, I did not.
Flashback.
I did.
To episode 10. Nigga.
This is classic Jay-Z Beyonce tactics. These niggas is
That's
about
why
to...
I'm like, first of all, duh, you get cheated on. Secondly, who gives a fuck? Really, you're gonna.
Thirdly, the nigga shows up to the show with
I feel like
I don't know, that's just publicity stunt, bro. You gotta talk about exactly album too.
And then you say, and then you act like you're not having it. Like, come on.
That's just to get the more attention.
You don't care.
Man.
You don't. If he did cheat, she don't give a fuck. Yeah, this is, they're gonna just use it. I think it just because it was public and, you know, right. So like, oh, well, let's use it, you know?
Yeah, as a publicity stunt, for sure.
If people, I think a lot of times celebrities, if people would know,
regular niggas go through that shit every day.
I
done pulled up to the bitch's house I cheated on with a bag of McDonald's, nigga. Like, baby.
The favorite.
The chicken McChicken with cheese. Baby.
Chicken with cheese.
Put a nigga in the crib.
Oh, shit.
You're dumb. Me, I'm just fucking you up. So do what you want, nigga. I'ma fuck your ass up and then stay with your ass and then probably cheat on you. Wow. And fuck you up every time I think about the bitch. So do it if you want to. You've been warned. Ask my old nigga.
Nigga be mowing a lawn for that.
Anyway.
Pepsi thrown on his head. Damn.
I'm not playing that shit. We have me fucked up. For real. And I'm still fucking with you. You should just leave and just leave him alone and make him feel. Nope.
No.
I'm gonna remind him every exactly. goddamn day.
Oh,
nigga. No. Fuck you. I tested.
And that nigga can't I've leave
never,
now.
I've never really been cheating on. It's more like, you talking to this bitch on. You liking this bitch's pictures type of thing. You know, I'm a little more
that
crazy.
That nigga can't leave.
You don't. Yeah, if I ever got cheated on. Whew. Anyways, Kanye comes for Drake again. I do the cheating. God damn it. Kanye comes for Drake again. Apparently, Drake requested clearance for a sample of Kanye's track, resulting in him tweeting the next text he received asking should they grant Drake the clearance.
I didn't even hear nothing about that.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither. What's
I
song?
Seen a little bit of it on Twitter.
This led to another Twitter rant saying how he took offense to Drake saying don't wear no 350s around me on French Montana's No Stylist, saying that that was trying to take food out of his idol's kids' mouth. Idol's kids and family's mouth, calling himself Drake's idol.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Kim K even chimed in tweeting saying, at Drake, never threaten my husband or our family. He paved the way for there to be a Drake.
Okay, I seen that.
So,
I saw that, yeah.
Boy, Twitter is like boxing, man. You get on Twitter, boy, and say what's on your mind.
He
You better make them words sting. You got 120 characters to say what the fuck you
gotta
say.
More. You get 220 now.
Oh, what?
Oh, God, you get 220.
Dang.
Boy.
Oh, no, 240. It's 240.
240?
240, yeah.
Nigga, you better say that shit and cut deep, nigga. I'm your idol, nigga. I hate niggas extra like Kanye. Ain't nobody taking no food out your kids, man. Oh, your kids got food
for
infinitely.
Day, for years, bro.
Shut up, nigga. Right, that's not God. Your line,
they
nigga. You're rich.
Stuff,
that's not... Like, for me, I'm a regular-ass nigga. If you're going to tell the boss I was asleep in the break room 10 minutes past my break, then that's taking... food out of my kid's mouth.
Exactly.
But Kanye and Drake, that's not what that is, nigga. That's not the fuck that is. This needs to get the fuck out of here. But he was trying to get the sample cleared for an old-ass song he did, Say What's Real. He did it over Kanye's track.
Oh, okay.
So that, why do I feel so alone? Everything coming through the studio. It's hella old. Like,
Kanye's just being a fucking weirdo, and Kim K needs to slap. Okay, Jacquees says he's the king of R&B right now for this generation. Okay. So I was wondering where that came from.
And I'm gonna bust that later, but I just want to let everybody know that I'm the king of R&B right now for this generation. I understand who done came and who done did that and that and that, but now it's my turn. Jacquees, the king of R&B. I just heard him say it, and I've been feeling like that. ATL, let's get it. I'm the new king of R&B.
Because I've been seeing all these hella memes and shit. But I didn't know. I'm thinking, who the fuck said
that he
that
was?
That reminds me of that fucking Jamie Foxx stand-up.
She said that Bobby Brown is the king of R&B. Shit. Ribs and barbecue. Fucking rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B. The fuck is wrong with Whitney? Shit. You ain't that high now.
When he said, Bobby Brown said he was the king of R&B, rocks and blunts, ribs and barbecue. Like, nigga, how are you the fucking king of R&B right now? I'm fucking confused. He got on this debate started that he was the king of R&B right now, and the internet has been talking about it ever since. Jay Holiday.
This nigga came out of cash.
Right, that's what I'm like.
What the fuck?
I'm like, Jay.
I think I thought you was in bed. Nigga, where the fuck did you come from?
Nigga. But why, this nigga. Why does it say Jay Holiday chimed in for some reason? Exactly. Like, what? Eric Bellinger. Chris Brown and others also responded. Most people are saying Jacquees needs to put more time in and needs to put in more hits to make that claim. Okay, so was he tripping?
He might be tripping.
What has Jacquees done?
I was about to say, all the songs
he be remixing hella shit, though.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying. All the songs I've heard have been other people's.
So it's not even your shit. So you're just some nigga on Instagram doing cover videos.
Who can sing?
He's just some nigga. I'm not even going to get on his
head.
He's a rich gay.
So who is the real king of R&B right now?
Bruno Mars, nigga! So
did you see what I told you?
Bruno and his bitch.
I don't get the whole of this generation, so I'm not in the y'all niggas generation.
No.
That's this current. I'm millennial. Y'all, I don't even know if I'm in your... How old are you guys?
I'm in your generation.
Oh, no. Not in yours. I'm in yours. Nope. I don't think so. Maybe.
I'm in the end. I'm in the
I think
back.
Like 24, actually. I think you just missed it.
I'm in the
sorry.
Back.
Sorry. So you guys can have Jacquees, R. Kelly's, ours.
Oh, no, we don't know.
I'm just kidding. He's cool, though.
But
he's cool.
Fuck R. Kelly. Like fucking weirdo. Does R. Kelly's recent allegations take him out of the discussion?
Wow, right, yeah, I should do my guy dirty.
Exactly.
Niggas don't give a fuck about R. Kelly's discretions.
Not
that nigga
all.
Makes slaps and not niggas is gonna
all.
Slap
okay,
him.
He got slaps on slaps.
But R. Kelly has slaps. Had slaps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
There's that.
No,
what?
No, let's
I bet
get this
you
clear.
On an album right now.
Wait, let's get this clear.
Good.
He's got the music.
Yeah, he
you don't say had. You don't say had for his music is always had because it's always relevant. It's period.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you, you put some R. Kelly on right now.
It's always
going to
be a slap, period.
Okay. Then fucking what?
We was definitely
Stevie Wonder is the king of R&B. I don't get what you're saying. Like,
I'm just saying. I don't know.
When was his last project that was good? I like TP2. That was a while ago though.
Yeah, I didn't like.
What was his own?
I didn't like the album he came out
hit.
With when he after the rape shit. He tried to go happy and had the old people stepping. What was that? Happy People.
I like that song.
I didn't like that full album.
Oh yeah, say I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Happy People was.
I get it. He could come out with something now. He could come out with something now. It'd probably be really disgusting.
Yeah. I don't have to go with Usher.
You have to give it. You have to pay homage to R. Kelly. Don't get me wrong. But no.
If anybody's a king, it's Usher.
People always fucking Usher. Overlook Usher.
I'll go with Usher.
Bro, Usher gave us confessions, bro. Mm-hmm. Two times. And we bought both of them.
I didn't. I'm sure I burnt it.
Nigga, Usher's the king of R&B. Right?
Man.
I'll go with Usher.
Who's the king? Well, I.
And he just came out with that project with yeah, he just came out with that project Zaytoven. With Zaytoven. Yeah.
What about Chris Brown? Mm-mm. He doesn't really have like classics to me.
That's
though.
What it is.
He makes doesn't. Like cuts.
I mean, okay, so and he can how cut. You were going with like generations? Say for people my age and probably a little lower, that nigga probably got classics. But like for you, nah. But for me, that was like high school. So, nigga, his first album was fire.
I mean, it should have been for me, too. I'm, what? Yo and all that shit? Mm-hmm. He had a fucking list.
Oh, you my
hear?
God.
Yes. Damn it, Tussie.
He definitely did.
Damn my attention. The fuck? He hella had a list.
He was so
could be your guys'
too.
Classic
T-Pain.
If you want it.
Oh,
T-Pain. It's hard. I guess what's the the key? Are we talking about sales, records, who's actually talented?
We got to do a March
finally.
Madness, boys.
God damn, we've been recording for 17 minutes my first time in the blunt. That's a fucking Macanelli first, you guys. Well, I was late.
Who's the MT?
I was late, too. Anyway, sorry about that. Oh. That's true. Where the fucking music, Poe?
Seahawks just fucking lost.
Oh, we're done. I mean, yeah, that's it. We're gonna go with sleeper songs. My bad. I was just trying to get into this whole king of R&B thing because I don't know.
But honestly, it's a lot of females right now who are really like singing. Like,
but them are bitches.
That's what I'm saying. There's not too many.
Oh, you're
right
saying
now.
It's a lot of.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
I don't feel like right now, though,
right
anyone
now,
new that's coming
exactly,
out could be a key.
That's
you,
exactly what I'm
right,
saying.
You could, no one could be it, right? I mean, it would have to be someone that, like Usher. I would say Usher.
Which is why it was so far fetched for him to.
For
Jacque,
he's like, what are you talking about, nigga?
I don't think he has even like.
Clout, extra clout.
Say, like, oh, you're the best one doing it right now or something, right. You know, like, but to be like, oh, I'm
the
just thinking of R&B.
Yeah. He only got like one, like, actual album out, I think. Mixtape.
Jacques?
Yeah, he just got a mixtape.
I think it's just
anyway,
the Lost at Sea shit.
Well, I have to think about this a little bit more, I guess. Is Stevie Wonder R&B?
Stevie Wonder is.
What genre is that?
I don't know.
He had to be soul or some shit.
I'm gonna do.
Because Stevie got
I'm
the greatest voice of all time.
Problem. My sleeper song is, or should I do, Problem. I'm doing an album review. I'm going to start doing album reviews. They're going to be hella fucking cute and really thought out and shit. I did my first album review. It's Problem's S2 album. So I'm picking a song from that. And I'm going to pick Wild Nights. My Problem. Problem. Pull them jars out. You best be ready if you're trying to go to war route. Everybody get shot. She would think we bought a bar out. Baby scooped me, now we zooming up Mulholland Drive. Lit my weed, she tried to trip, told her shut up and drive. She knew the list, another bitch is blowing up my phone. She started yelling, told her quick, you better watch your tone. In the car, P don't argue unless it's about the bread. Ain't about shit without the chips, like a county spread. Hit your baby mama house, had her spread her legs. Bust my nut and then I did before she made the bid. Yeah, I'm a dog, but they eagle bark. Pull a butcher, boy, don't make him tear your meat apart. Ferrari swerving, pull up serving all you garbage cans. Hit the stash with 100 grand in a Target bag. Weeds play the Hellcat, birdie, BMW. Bottles and freak dope, all these bitches loving you. Shipment just came in, active, go pick it up. We got the best grade, yeah, they try to skip it out. The money good, but I'm feeling funny inside. Swear I ain't been the same since Jen died. Since the funeral, I cried like 10 times. I still ain't over it if I can keep it 10 dimes. Smelling like weed in the bougiest establishments.
Who is this?
Why?
Problem.
You from Detroit?
Cali.
Why? That's just someone from Detroit.
So, listen to his album. That's what I'm saying. S2 is good. He has a bunch. He switches up his flow a lot. It's a really good album. You're a DJ. Problem. S2. It's a good
check
album.
It out. I'm going
to
check it out.
I'm
that's
about to hard. Do a, I'll drop the album review. Anyways. Yeah. He has a good
one. So, my sleeper. Tense by Anderson .Paak. Hmm. My nigga K down on his track.
You always do that to me, hella contrast.
That's some soulful shit.
Probably think a nigga trolling, like, but showing out for the cameras. Right. Fuck, I'm doing fish bowling. Right. 100,000 on the passenger. Bitch, I'm Kendrick Lamar. Respect me from afar. I was made in this image. You call me a god. Everybody in attendance. I'm about to perform. Everybody get offended by the shit I got on. Like, can you buy that nigga 900 horse? Can you drive that nigga a G5? Can you fly that nigga? I need 10 so I can look at the snakes and poses.
I need 10.
Cause bomb head is non-disclosure.
I need 10.
So I can live with a peace of mind without niggas taking a peace of mind. And peace be still and I do fine. So fuck a fix-it ticket. You pull me over and might see one of your bitches.
It's real Justin Timberlake-ish.
Sound like some barbecue music. Like barbecue or some shit.
Barbecue slap.
Yeah, that's cookout. Okay. That's classic Mac pick, and that was a classic Nelly pick.
Facts.
It's just different.
Crazy.
It's called balance, you guys. All right, so it's guest time. I guess Keith's having to pass the blunt for us. Like, he's like, get the man out of his smoke.
You don't smoke this?
No, no, he just...
I've been handing this nigga blunt and not even looking back. Like, just no look passes to this nigga.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Juice right there, man.
Hey.
Long live the God.
DJ Bass Kids, you guys. Woo!
Come on.
First of all, so you produce, make the beats and shit. Oh, right. Nigga, I make
beats first. I'm DJ after, though.
Okay, right, exactly. Yeah. So that's how I knew about you.
Hell yeah.
Bass Kids on the beat.
Yeah.
Right.
I love how you do the intro transitions in the songs.
Hell yeah.
And then bring it in, and then take it back. Nigga, that shit is hard. I'm like...
That's how, not a lot of people do that shit out here. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to hella Atlanta music. I used to listen to hella Gucci Mane mixtapes. So, like... I hear the DJ tags, and I just like, man, I'm gonna start doing that shit.
Right.
That
nice.
Shit's hard as fuck, bro. Yeah. I fuck with that.
I'm getting beats from producers and for the Macanelli mixtape. Uh-huh. And somebody was like, yeah, dude. I was like, oh, I never heard of him. And they're like, he has like really good shit. His shit sounds like hella professional or whatever they said.
I've been doing it for a long time since I was like sixth grade.
Okay.
Like,
it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And you started like what, on a keyboard or you had a little B pad or what was it?
I still don't even know how to play no keyboard, no nothing. I just make everything with the mouse.
Okay.
On FL Studio.
And that's how you started when you were in sixth grade?
Yo.
Yeah.
I
freaking
feel
little
like,
kids in
like
there.
I just be like, clicking it in.
Dog, I feel like if you can use FL Studio, dog, you're filled this for. I could never figure that shit out, bro.
That shit
ever.
Easy, bro. Like, no, when I first started, like, I downloaded the wrong program, all that. Like, because I learned from, like, one of my brother's friends was making beats or something like that. And was at like a basketball game, and he was like, listen to this. And I was like, damn, how'd you make that? And he was like, Fruity Loops. So I went to Albertsons after the game. I'm looking at Fruity Loops box, like, I'm thinking it was a real cereal. I'm thinking the CDs inside of it, bro. I'm hella young. I don't know.
Shut up.
Trying to get the software off the General Mills.
Oh, God, I thought it was a cereal box. I had to buy it, get the shit out of there. And then
that
I was just like,
funny.
He was like, nah, you gotta download it. Not down with the wrong
Box
program.
Did you get a virus?
Got the virus.
Damn.
Got all that.
Damn.
And then when I finally got it, I had the demo. And I was just like making beats. I didn't even know how
you
to save them. I couldn't even save it. I have it minimized on the computer for days. Like, I've been like, bro.
Taking up hella memory.
Don't turn off the computer. Don't do none of that.
That's, oh God. Hey, that's real.
You didn't get frustrated and just give him like, hey, fuck this shit.
Bro, I'll be working on beats for weeks.
That sound like when you used to do PlayStation on because you ain't have memory.
Oh God, I used to do that too. Oh PlayStation 2, we play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
No memory stick.
How'd you get the name?
Man, I don't even know. I'm trying to think back.
You busted dope moves for Esteban beat.
Nah, it was me and my brother Jabri, bro. Because I had the little setup in our house. And then I was like, man, he said, you got to come up with a name. And I was like, nah, I don't know. And then, like, we used to listen to Lil B. Like, hella, like, we used bass, like, B-A-S-E-D.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yeah. You know? He was bass, God.
And then, like, he was just like, take the E-D out and then, like, just put the S-S. And then, like, because all my beats I was making back then, it was like, had hella bass. I didn't know how to mix or nothing, but they were slapping. So I was just like, yeah, keep it like that. I was like, Bass Kids, but, you know, I was like, he's like, it's not a group, though. And I was just like,
Keep it.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, is it plural or that's different? That's cool.
Yeah, but I like, cause like, it's like five of us, like, our brother's like five of us, so it's like, I was like, it just represents all of us, really.
So there's five, is it a group?
No, nah, it's not a group. I'm the only one who does it, but I just like, if I make it, we all make it. So it's okay. You know, it just represents all of us.
All you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Seattle?
Yep.
And you said you were. White Center?
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
White Center.
I've never honestly ever heard that.
No, I've never heard that either.
No, yeah, I've never heard anyone be like, yeah, I'm from White Center.
I know that.
Yeah.
I feel like I know people from White Center, but I don't think I've
but
ever.
They don't just say White Center. Like
they be like, I'm from the West.
I'm from the West.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll be exact.
That's
I'm from
saying.
White Center, bro. Yeah. 1-5.
Exactly. White Center dangerous, though. You don't get the twist.
I already know.
There's some Mexicans over there.
You can get a t-shirt or shanked, nigga, in White Center.
Walk down the wrong alley.
So you're 22 now. You said you start 23. Yeah. Sorry. Just made you hella baby. And you said you've been making since the sixth grade. So how long have you been DJing? Because you said that came after.
About a year.
Only a year.
Like a year.
And are you mainly here doing that?
Yeah.
How's it been going? Like as far as, I feel like a lot of people have started DJing in the past few years.
It's been going pretty good. Like,
yeah. People are fucking
booked. Hella.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I don't even know how to DJ. How do you keep up with all the music, man?
I don't know, bro. I just turn, bro. I
got
Twitter. Yeah. And I make beats, and I know all the producers, like
right.
Bro, all the producers, like all the music you guys be hearing and shit. Like I know all of them.
Yeah, cause you've done music for who?
Like Cheeky, fucking Fetty Wap, like Young Gleesh, hella people. Like and like I just know the producers, like cause we
right,
like young doing it through Twitter,
right?
And like we just move up. So it's like.
And like, look at you guys.
Oh, God, I know everybody. Like, all the songs you guys know now. Like, I know all the
But people. You knew them from back when you guys first were starting.
Because we was all trying to get beats to Chief Keef.
Right.
Because he used to throw his email, like,
out there
and
be like,
Yeah. And it was.
You guys all started following each other and shit.
Yep. Oh, God. And I messed around.
Nice.
I messed around and got, like, a couple of placements or some shit.
But that's a cool little connection, you know, that networking to have.
Yeah. Dope. It's harder to do it now, like. That Twitter shit don't work no more like that.
They're not doing it like that.
They don't be putting their emails out like that no more. So
yeah. Like, fuck that shit.
It's weird because they get like thousands of beats, bro, and them shit be weak. So it's like when you click on somebody that's good, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, heat.
Do you have your stuff online? Like, do you think that's something good to have? Like, to have.
I did, but I don't do that no more.
No. Mm-hmm. For other producers, do you think that's a good idea to, like, put it out there to have, like.
Yeah. Like it's SoundCloud,
SoundClick.
Hello, I used to try to sell my beats on SoundClick, but I could never figure out how to do that shit.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
So I was like, producers. I'm gonna just upload on SoundCloud. Like, one day I was like, open up like 100 beats on there, but not full. Like it was just tagged snippets.
Right.
And then, like, I just started putting them on Twitter, and like people was hitting me up from like Ohio. I was like, oh shit. They was like, bro, how much you want for that beat? Like. I'm sitting in class in like 12th grade selling beats on PayPal.
Dope.
Like, yeah,
so you've been doing this shit.
So you don't have no like musical training, period.
Nah, I just learned it myself. Bro. Okay. I used to have a piano class in high school too, but I just never paid attention.
What artists do you work with the most? Like right now?
With right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just working with everybody right now. For real. Like, yeah.
And I know you and Ralphie are dropping something.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit, you're
that
playing
sounds a, close to
you're playing a classic right now.
So what is this? Who's this?
Bro, this is like one of them old GQ songs that we did like 5 years ago, bro. And they got like leaked or something like that. Like all of our music had got like, lost, bro. Like somebody had stole his computer at his house and like I don't know, and that was one of the ones that got leaked. it's like unmixed and everything too. Like that's like classic Sosa shit right there. I made this be like before basketball practice, bro. And I just sent this shit to him. That's what I was doing, like making beats before basketball practice, after basketball practice, and just come home, check my email.
Does he still make music? Does he?
He do make music.
My eyes.
Would you?
So what artists?
Oh God!
What artists haven't you? worked with that you would work with? Is there anyone that you want to work with? Logo, big, whoever. Like who is like goals?
Damn, bro. I'm just trying to get a song with Drake, low key.
Yeah. That would be filthy.
Like right now, I don't even know, bro.
Any producers that you would want to work with?
Zaytoven,
man. Him and Usher's shit was nice. That they just dropped.
That's where a lot of like, cause I used to watch Zaytoven's videos on YouTube all the time. Mm-hmm. Like there's this one video, it's called, he was cooking in the basement or something like that. I used to watch it every day when I was like 8th grade.
Oh my goodness. You've been wanting to do this. That's dope that you like grew up and doing what you love.
Hell yeah.
How long take you to make a beat?
Depends on like, probably like 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We
need to have like a competition, like a producer competition come in. Like you got until the end of the episode.
Same sample.
You got into the
on some sample shit or just like
no.
Or sample or whatever. Or you know, sound.
No, I would say original beat.
It's originals.
Hell yeah. I could flip a sample though.
That'd be filthy too. That could be like another show.
I'm gonna do whatever. If you gotta flip a sample,
or somebody flipped the sample better. If you have one sample and whoever did the better one, that'd be filthy.
Let's start that. That'd be heat.
That'd be filthy. We gotta think of another producer. What about what's the one producer that we fucking with? Is P White? Is that
P White?
Is that his name?
Yeah, he's an engineer too. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Him.
I haven't heard none of his beats like that, though.
Okay, so maybe he's just an engineer. Never mind. We might edit
Rob
that out.
Reeves.
I know he makes beats, though, but I never heard none of him.
Rob Reeves, the one we prank called.
Who's that?
We prank called this one nigga. Rob Reeves.
he sold us a whack beat. We beat the money back.
He was probably hurt on the phone, bro.
So where you at?
He said,
I'm in Renton. I'm 15 minutes from everywhere.
He said, I ain't saying no whack right beats, y'all. I don't make whack beats.
I don't make whack beats.
No, but that nigga's filthy, though. We can hear me. There we go.
Man, hell yeah.
That'd be filthy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I need a pin.
Let's do that ASAP, because...
That's a good idea.
Before the night show did that singing battle, I wanted to do that.
The singing battle. You can do it. Not fuck you guys, but...
I remember I did a beat battle like hella long ago. I lost in that shit. I lost to somebody who sampled a song, bro.
Oh, that sucks. And you made
an original beat. I was like, damn, he didn't even do no work, but put drums on that shit.
Yeah, that sucks. I didn't realize that you could do it so quickly. So now I'm like, okay, we could do that in an episode. That would be fun.
That would be heat.
Cool. We're gonna get you back on for that. That's gonna be fun.
Who's picking the sample though? You guys gonna pick the sample?
Yeah, we'll pick the sample.
Intellect. We'll pick the sample.
Yeah, NT, you can pick it.
The Godfather.
NT.
That's the mother. Hey.
So is there more legend. Juice the God music coming?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Like a couple more songs.
Yeah.
you know, like probably like 5 or 6 more songs.
Is there a documentary coming out?
Yeah. My little brother Amir is working on that right now.
Cool.
Like, we got to finish filming all that up.
Yeah.
There's a couple more people we got to get up in the camera and stuff like that.
Yeah. Sad. We haven't talked about your brother at all. You're not talking about your brother at all, huh?
Shout out to Mario.
Okay.
You got this Stego going on right there.
What is this one?
That's Stego P.
So everything, like, is this your beat too?
Yeah,
so if everything, like, right. If you hear something, you're like, that's my beat. You know, as many beats as you've ever made, and you know, like, that's my beat.
Oh God, I know what they sound like, but I wouldn't know where to find them at on my computer because there's so much.
But you're like, that's my shit.
Yeah.
That's funny to me because I feel like I've known other people like, did I make this beat? Like, is this my beat? Like, what? That's cool. Like, if you make hella, you know, do you listen to beats over and over sometimes and be like, oh, I need to switch this around?
Yeah,
are you like perfectionist like
the
that?
First 2 days, like when I'll be listening to it in the car and I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm not fucking with that.
Yeah, or you'd be like, I gotta switch this part of it right.
Yeah. Well, I'll be like, I'm about to add something right there.
Yeah. What are your strengths and weaknesses?
Like, when it comes to the beats and shit like that?
Or? Yeah, as a producer.
Strengths, bro. I can make anything, really, like, any kind of beat. Like, any
R&B,
genre. Oh, yeah, R&B,
gospel.
Rap. I can go gospel, too, if you want that. I done made damn, like, trance, techno beats, all kind of shit. Like, my God, everything.
Weaknesses.
Weakness. It's just like sometimes I be lazy with this shit, like, you know?
Yeah.
Or like it would, like, the piano skills, like if I had it would be way faster for me to make beats.
Right.
Cause I'd be like, I click everything in, so I gotta be like, oh, when notes and shit sound right. So
yeah, so it's the lack of the musical background.
Yeah. So like, but it's kinda easier for me now cause I got like a little scale sheet on my background. So I just be like, oh yeah, notes, boom. So it's good. I know how to build the chords and shit easy like that.
That's still, I mean, yeah.
You never thought about putting together like a collective of like musicians?
Like from here or like
just from anywhere, just to work with. Like, say if you had a nigga that just was dope on the keys, you know how you want it to sound.
But I don't really be knowing people like that, bro. Sometimes I like keeping my shit to the, like, on the low. Like, I don't really be telling people I be making beats and shit. Like, if you know, you know. Like,
follow
me on, like, Instagram or something like that. But I'm not just gonna be like, oh yeah, nigga, I make beats type shit like that.
Cause then you got niggas hitting you. Let me get some beats. They don't ever want no beats.
I got that. I hate dealing with that, bro. People like just want to talk to you for like conversation and just be like.
Yeah, you don't want no fucking
with
beat.
With no intention. Like, just wasting time.
Yeah, you don't want a damn beat. I guess if you have an idea and you needed a, you know, like a piano or something, then you could look for someone for something like that.
There are people
out there.
Most of the time, I can get it done by myself, though.
Right, like, you're like,
know?
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't like asking people for help, like, a lot. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I like doing shit myself. Like,
weakness.
That could be a weakness, too. Like, I don't know.
No,
it could be a weakest and a strength, though, you know?
I'm the same way.
Yeah,
like, I definitely...
I don't really like asking for help.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because we do business first, you know, the serious questions, then we get into some games that we ask you. So I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to know.
Do you see any, as a producer, do you see any artists in the city or just in the region that can blow up?
From here? Yeah. My boy Highway Kai. If you know Highway Kai?
H-I-G-H-W-A-Y-K-H-I.
K-H-I, yeah. He's hard. His music, he got like current style.
Where's he from?
He's from here.
Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
He's from Highway.
I don't know. I guess that's his name. But he's hard, though. We working on some shit right now, too.
Okay, got, look at him. I've never heard him.
Yeah, it's like more like, you know, music like I would want to make, you know, like younger kids like to get.
Yeah,
to
yeah, exactly. Like my son.
Oh God.
Listen to Mr. Blake.
She's nice. tell her. This shit's hard.
Kids be listening to it.
Kids be listening to that shit.
Woo. Hey, but if niggas dope,
it's oh, that's my little nephew
dope.
Right there. The song you played before that?
Oh, okay.
That's my little nephew. He got the whole package with beat and the DJ whole shit.
Hey. How old is this little boy?
What's his name?
He just turned 9, but he made that song when he was like 6, though.
What's his name?
Kai
Tutai. Nice. I'm impressed. I've never made a song.
Hey, it's crazy because he didn't even record it in no studio. He recorded on the iPhone voice memos in my room.
Wait, who's that? Kai Tutai.
He's 6 in that song.
No, 7. He's 7 right now. 7. Yeah. He made it last year.
Oh. This nigga's field trip, little nigga. Six? I ain't even mad at the like, little nigga.
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Hey, they was about to have him perform at Toe Jam before it got shut down, though. Who was in there? He was going to go crazy.
I'm old. Like, I'm at the age
I'm
where
old, man.
I can be like, damn, hip-hop is there. But then I'm starting to, like, appreciate nigga shit for what it is. Like,
yeah,
it's just dope, you know what I'm saying? If it's dope, it's dope. It's dope.
I mean, there's just a bunch of artists that I don't even, this is not even on my radar. My son, he's 9.
Right.
My oldest son. TK, is that his name?
TK, yeah.
Yeah, this summer he kept asking to play this one damn, he kept asking over. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm like, this is the shit you be listening to. Like, it's crazy. He's 9.
It's for them, man.
It's for them.
It's for them.
They be on YouTube and shit. They like, they do
that's
all that
gonna
shit.
That's going to get you the money.
Yeah,
the
no, so it
like
makes
that.
Sense. It's just a bunch of, you know, what was the Triple X dude or X, I don't know how to say his name. I didn't, he was kind of for younger kids, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm 30 fucking one, so.
If you see, like, songs like now, they don't be that long, you know, because.
Right. It's just for, like, that. Video that minute.
That rush.
Oh, God. And then it makes you want to keep wanting to play that shit. And then, like, the artist is
oh my God,
a ton
that
of
makes
money.
Sense.
Like, you know?
If it's only, like, 2 minutes.
2:15.
You know how much streams you
can run that shit back. That shit is hard.
That's what I used to tell Juice. Like, I'd be like, you got to make a shorter song and something that's catchy, you know? Like, with that Nat Nat song, like, when I was telling him, like, he was like, listen to this shit. And then he was like, oh, see, that's the one right there. Like,
I tell everybody
that, like, they want to make music, like, make something catchy and don't make the song too long, you know?
Replay value.
God.
If you listen to it for 4 minutes, it's like, okay, I can chill for a little bit.
Yeah,
come back
God,
to it.
If you want that 2-minute song, one verse, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to play that shit again. You know?
And that shit's hot.
That is so bad.
That's some real shit, though.
Like, I grew up listening to music that played on forever. Like, they had that long-ass
interlude. 3 verses, bridges.
Now it's the thing. Yes. Yeah. Straight to that shit. Now.
They was breaking it down.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I was just listening to Whip Appeal by Babyface last night. He did that shit over and over. I don't know if he was...
Break
anyway,
it down.
Yeah, it was just...
He got the guitar solo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
All right, so we're going to go to games. Okay. What's on your mind? First thing that comes to mind, 1 or 2 word responses only. High school.
Swag.
Weed.
No, I don't smoke it.
Fashion.
Drip. Gold vintage.
Gold vintage was the next one. Gold vintage was the next one.
Which what?
Gold vintage.
The next word.
Oh, for that's part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's on the
game. You said it, so.
Okay, I know that's funny. I was like, fashion. Said it. Okay. Los Angeles.
You said what?
Los Angeles.
Oh, man. Bread, money.
Sonics.
Ray Allen.
Ray. I knew I was supposed to marry him when he came. I was like, oh, he's here
my
for me.
My cousin used to talk to Rashad Lewis.
He had bad skin. I think he still has bad skin, which I don't understand. Like, maybe you should just chill out on the gluten.
Oh, it's hella funny. They was going to get married.
Really? Liars.
I don't fuck with them.
R. Kelly.
That's my boy. That's my boy for sure.
You're my boy, Blue.
I know, that's funny that this is on here talking about that's my boy.
That's my boy for real. That's step in the name of love, that thing.
Yeah.
I know. There's somebody.
Man, and just everything else that he's written for other people, like Aaliyah.
He's a perverted genius.
Anyway, mornings.
Need more sleep.
Ranch.
Ranch and hot sauce with some chicken.
Juice the God.
I'm a legend, for real. Real deal legend.
Condom broke. Ex-girlfriends.
Be trying to hit my phone.
You hear that? We see you. Yeah. It's like loyalty.
That's what I'm about.
Loyalty. 13 coins.
Fuck some Benny Hannes.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
Where is it at? Look at it. I'm just kidding.
Peace of mind.
What is
it? Financial freedom. Yeah.
Loaning out money. That's funny. It's like,
not even.
Did you read these?
Not even.
Not even. Education.
I got mine. Oh God, I graduated high school and I went to Art Institute for 2 years. I didn't go to school when I was in sixth grade or eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
They try to do some shit.
Yeah.
Try to hold me back. Shit easy to do.
I'm here.
Nice.
Shit.
Nice. Seattle.
I'm about to get out of here.
What the fuck, Alice? He said,
hello.
I'm about to get out of here for real. Me too. As soon as I get my RV, I'm taking this show on the road. I'm
taking this show on the road.
I'll meet y'all wherever. Like, pulling down this interview, nigga. My RV's filthy. And I got all the lumpia. Okay. This or that? You ready?
You like lumpia?
What?
You like
lumpia? I love lumpia.
MyFilipinoGrandma.com. Check out my website.
That's, I do lumpia.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys cook at the Vermilion one time? Lumpia? Or is that not you?
Mm-mm. The Vermilion. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It was like a sipsy shop thing. And it was like, I don't know who ran it.
In Tacoma?
No, I was over here in Capitol Hill. And then there was one at...
I wonder who did that one.
Mm-hmm. There was one at Love City Love too.
Shit. No, I'm just kidding. I did the one at I don't know what the place is called. Anyway. MyFilipinoGrandma.com. I feel like I'm echoing, but it's okay. This or that. No limit or cash money.
Cash money.
Weed or drink?
No,
neither? You don't drink?
Nah.
Good, I don't drink either. Weed.
That's
we say
awesome.
Weed. Weed's better, right?
That's awesome.
So you're just, you pop pills? I mean, can you not say that? Sorry.
You eat sugar?
Are you based, God?
I'm the base God himself, base God Junior.
Candy? You eat hella candy?
Hella candy, yeah. For sure.
That's your drug.
Yeah, I buy a lot of clothes, too.
Do you do coke?
No, fuck no.
Okay,
hell no.
Good. Like...
Yeah,
suppository.
What you do? You gotta do something. No, I'm just kidding.
Just drip hard.
Drip. Doritos or Hot Cheetos?
Nah, I grew up around too much Hot Cheetos. I'm gonna go with Doritos.
Denzel Washington or Will Smith? Movies. They're movies.
Denzel.
Ezels or Heaven Sent?
Heaven Sent. Ezels trash. Tastes like water.
Shit.
LeBron or Kobe? Not water.
LeBron is a goat.
Motherfucking goat. Adidas, Raf Simons, or Off-White, Virgil Abloh?
You already know that. I'm going with the goddamn Raf. She did. I got a pair coming in the mail right now.
Did I say that right? Simons? Simons?
Yeah, Simons.
Simons. It's spelled weird. Air Maxes or Forces?
Forces. Coke Whites only.
Supreme or Stussy?
Supreme. Bags only, though. Supreme bags and Supreme draws.
Fucking fashionable ass nigga. I don't know. I'm like, is it Stussy? Stussy?
I don't know.
How you say it?
Stussy.
Stussy. You're gonna edit stylish. Me. You motherfuckers gonna edit me and make sure I say it right. Okay. Supreme or Stussy? What'd you say it was?
Supreme.
Jamie Foxx show or Fresh Prince?
I'll go with Jamie Foxx because I fuck with Baxter. That's why.
Braxton.
Braxton was a hater.
Oh, it's Braxton. I thought.
Baxter.
Baxter. This like, dog from Anchorman.
Yeah, he's hella funny.
Fucking Braxton is fucking super square. He's funny. Yeah, I don't even know if I said the other one right. Virgil.
A blow. I said.
Virgil, a blow. Fuck that shit. Don't do that shit to me no more. Drive or ride along?
I'd rather ride like Ghost from Power.
808s or samples?
808s.
Her place or your place?
Her place.
Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu?
Lauryn Hill.
Henny or Ciroc? You don't drink. Your favorite. Your favorite producer.
Zaytoven.
Your favorite clothing line not from Washington.
I have to think about that one. I go EPTM, but I like their sweats. Shit is comfortable as hell.
Your favorite TV show.
I don't even be watching TV like that. So shit, I'm going to just go with...
Power?
Yeah, I'll go with Power. For sure. Hell yeah.
Your favorite pair of shoes?
Air Force Ones.
Which ones?
Coke Whites.
Your favorite beat? Your favorite beat you ever made? You ever made?
I'll say the Diamonds for Everyone. For Ball Out and 2Q.
And your favorite beat ever? Somebody else. One of your favorite beats.
Gucci Mane Jewelry.
Your favorite song to sing in the shower.
I won't be singing in the shower. I just listen to music.
You won't be rapping?
Mm-mm. If it's a song I'm singing, it'd probably be some R. Kelly. Pause that though. Pause that.
My mind.
Well, at least he didn't like little boys, I guess.
Nigga, shut up. He probably did sing back in the day. Somebody told him, shut up. He never sang again.
Shut up. Shut up.
That's the story of basically.
Your favorite high school memory.
Oh, man, I don't know. Probably the day Sosa hit me up when I was at school. See, I was in gym class, and Sosa hit me up on my phone. He like hit me on Twitter or some shit. And then I was like, hey Chris, my friend Chris, who was working out and shit, about to go to the gym. And I was like, bro, is this real? I was like, it's Chiqui right here. And he was like, did you send some beats or something? I was like, oh, I did send him some beats. And then like with a tweet, he was like, you got some songs on Bang 2 or some shit like that. And I was like, oh shit, going crazy. My Twitter was jumping that day too. I had like,
what grade?
I was a senior. I had like 500 followers in like an hour. Like my shit was just booming, bro. Like it was going crazy.
I don't have a favorite high school memory. Your favorite family member? Ooh, I know. You gotta choose.
I go with my my dad though.
Your dad?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, keep your head straight. Yeah.
Got no damn daddy.
Sorry, folks, but this bitter ass nigga over here, I cannot take you. I knew it. I knew that. All right, go. Your dad. I knew you were going to say something about that. You're so
another episode.
So funny. So fucking funny. Me and my dad got into it last night. I had to call my kids. My kids were like, oh, nigga, bro. Grandpa called me stupid. I gotta edit this out. That's that was just too much. Anyway, he's always been around though. If so, it's overrated having your dad around sometimes, Mac. Just so you know,
he's
it's overrated.
That whole segment.
Can't tell that to nobody. That's dad. I wanted to feel the overratedness.
Your favorite club? Your favorite club to DJ at?
Definitely not Stadium. I'll go in. I'll go with Aura.
You know who it's not. Why not Stadium?
Security be on that bullshit. They try to kick us out because we was wearing shit. Like, I had my grill on and shit. Like,
hey, I wanted to drop a bitch that worked at Stadium too. I should not, huh?
But I talked to the dude though. Like he was like the dude that owns the club.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool. I know him from like back in White Center and shit.
Good old White Center.
Good old White Center. Yo, I was in White Center waiting for the 560 and the motherfucker rolled right past me. And like five of the niggas.
What?
I was trying to go home. I was waiting on the
bus. Oh, the bus.
The express
I'm like, what's
bus, 560 to go to Renton. And that motherfucker drove right past me and like seven other people. We looked at each other and said,
yeah, I don't think it stops over there.
No, it do. My mama stopped right across the street from that bar.
You
Tales.
Said Aura?
Mac-tales.
Mac-tales. Yeah, Club Aura. Yeah. That one was cool. I just did that the other day with a blue face.
Okay.
She was jumping.
Your favorite song out right now?
Hold on, I gotta look up my shit real quick. I've been listening to too much music.
Why are you thinking of that? It's probably R. Kelly.
I go, nah, it's Crazy. Crazy by Key Glock.
Oh, by who?
Key Glock.
Oh my God, how do you spell that?
K-E-Y. Glock. Like.
Wait, oh, Key. Look, I could ask, I'm like, Key Glock. That was fucking one word. I was like, Key Glock. I don't know, maybe it's
nah, he goes
I don't
crazy.
Know about. Key Glock.
Yeah,
okay.
Glock.
We need like a young intern. I don't know, we need, people.
12-year-old.
Oh, you're getting old,
DJ.
Pope. No.
See somebody in high school, they know it all.
Exactly. I just let Langston do it. I'm gonna let my 9-year-old do it. I bet you he knows hella shit. Favorite slow song to play at a party?
Man, my shit be turned. I don't even be playing no slow music like that.
He look like, nigga, what?
Oh, God, but if I play a slow song, it'll have to be like that Juice song mm-hmm. with Slim. When did you guys play earlier?
Right.
Yeah, just like break it down. Like,
so not really super slow.
Yeah. I don't really got no slow songs. I like keep my shit turned up.
So you don't do like...
Weddings. You know, I do that last but... call, nigga. Find the brand.
Nah, somebody was like,
number.
You do a 90s party for me, and I was like, I'm gonna have to, I got some of that shit, but I'm gonna have to,
go
some
and,
more.
Go and research, huh?
No. I know all that shit.
Yeah,
I got all that.
You just
gotta
get it.
Yeah.
You getting no
I just
gotta
get on my laptop, though, because all my music be on my desktop.
I don't even want to smoke no more.
Smoke!
Yeah, peer pressure.
Okay, last question. two more. Your favorite artist from Seattle that you haven't worked with?
Damn,
that you haven't worked with?
Fuck, I don't even know, man, because, like, I'm not trying to be no disrespect. Like, I really haven't listened to nobody, like, besides, like people from, like, West Seattle, like Mac Ned, like, Cameron Mac,
mm-hmm.
fucking, like, Ralphie Davis, bro. I really don't know nobody who rap out here like that, bro. Like, I really wasn't like. I'm not trying to be. I'm just being real, like
hey,
for real.
Hey,
like,
we feel you. We be learning about people as real.
Because you was on, you was pushing your shit through Twitter, so you was connecting everywhere. It wasn't just
yeah,
here.
Like
you wasn't
only, like the first people I worked with in Seattle, bro, was like my friends Jameer and them. Like they're from mm-hmm. the CD, and they had like some little. LTS dance song that they had did, bro. And I was like, that's all I know. And then I commented them from like the CD.
Yep, Rax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was years ago. Mm-hmm. And like, that was the only people in Seattle that I had did music for before I started fucking like Chief Keef and them.
So you're like, I'm
I wasn't even like that, but I was just like,
but
now I don't really
you
know people.
It's not like,
I wasn't
no,
really
no,
on
no,
the
but,
scene
but
like
but
that.
But
like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's what everyone's, I mean, that's what everyone's trying to
so
get.
So basically, niggas, if you ain't bullshitting.
So you gotta fucking
get the nigga up.
Start right here in your city.
Like, I tried to start here, remember? I didn't even know nobody. I was hella young too. Like, I was like,
I said you got a
making...
star here in your city.
Oh,
you
I thought you said start. I thought you said
no,
start.
No, no, no.
Oh no.
No, no, no. Fuck.
Like, even if I would have tried to reach out for some people, like, they would probably be like, oh,
ah, you
wouldn't
know, okay.
You know,
right? Exactly.
And I was just like, I ain't gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you're saying too, why people probably don't even know you make beats. If
yeah, because everybody out here knows me as DJ Bass Kids. Like, they don't even know Bass Kids on a beat. Like,
right.
That's two different people, but I'm the same dude, though. Like, you know? Like, it's two different shits.
That's what's up. Well, cool. Last question. You're not from Seattle if you never...
tried the Wacky Zells. It's nasty, dog. I swear. Like, it used to be good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It used to be good.
You're probably really young when it was good.
But now it's like...
Which one do you go to?
All of them.
And do you get... Well, I only get a large spicy. I only get a large spicy, so I'm not eating their regular chicken and shit and their snack packs and all that shit. I'm not doing that shit. You can't really fuck... I mean, it's spicy
like
chicken shit.
Large original with some honey mustard.
Hey, all right.
There you go.
Are you gonna do ugly nigga guideline? Thank you.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
We have like a couple more things we do, and then
shout out
Thank
to you,
you.
Man.
Do you want people
shout
to follow
to
you?
You?
Thanks for coming on. Yeah, I was so I've been hearing about you. I'm like, yeah, this guy. I'm like, I don't know if he'll come on.
Come on. I see you guys' show on this show all the time. Like, me and Juicy used to talk about you guys' show.
Cause Kevin had approached me about getting him on the show. I seen him
It was hella long ago, huh?
Hella long ago. And we were like, okay, and I hit him up. It was crazy. I hit him up and I'm like, okay, we want to get him on. Let's schedule it. And
you hit Kev or did you hit
Kevin?
Juice?
I hit Kevin up. And he passed away like 2 weeks later or some shit.
We used to see like Juice, he used to be like, oh, this nigga's not fucking me. Like, you know.
Really?
But the funny thing is, I played basketball against him in the little men's league up there.
Yeah,
he never say nothing to me.
No, that's how he's not going to say nothing. He's not going to say like, oh, bro.
But I didn't know the nigga was happening while we was hooping.
Yeah, no.
On God, I didn't know.
He wanted to hoop, bro. Like,
I didn't even know he was rapping. So she was already setting it up.
Yeah, he hit me up. I was like, yeah, we're going to get him on. I hope he never knew that. Kevin, I'm a suck. I was telling him. Yeah, I have the screenshots. No, I was kidding. I have the thread. But no, I was like hella fucked up about that shit. That's why. And then I was like, man, after he passed away, I was like, man, if you guys want to get on and do like a show or a tribute to him, you guys can. But they were saying that they didn't want to. Or they were like, cool, or whatever. So if you guys ever want to get on and do something like that, you guys can.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Naughty.
What's up? Shout out to Naughty. He's been having to pass the blunt to her the whole time.
Naughty's an artist, too. She be painting.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your Instagram? Do you have, like, pieces for sale, or do you just, or what do you do?
Yeah, I have a couple pieces for sale right now. I don't really have none of them up on my Instagram no more, but yeah, I got them. But I can follow you. It's at Buddha Cookie, BuddhaCookie.
I thought it was Butter Cookie.
Buddha Butter, call it what you want.
Buddha Butter.
Butter Cookies.
Buddha Butter. And then yours, you guys are funny. And then yours, your Instagram and.
Bass Kids on the beat.
Bass Kids on the beat?
No. Yeah, but DJ Bass Kids thing. I don't really use it like that, though.
You don't use it? Not the DJ one? No. And then any other?
Twitter. Shakir So Bass. Two O's. I made that Twitter like...
hell long ago.
I wouldn't have had a Twitter if it wasn't for my friend Chris, though. He's the one who put me on. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Man, I should have kept my Twitter. I would have been popping like since mom and G the 7th.
I used to tell him. I'd be like, man, that Twitter shit back. And I'd be like, oh, I got Facebook. He'd be like, bro, you got to get Twitter. And I just made it.
Twitter was heat from like
09 to like 2.
Yeah.
Now it's more.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had it in 09.
Oh, Twitter. What? Twitter was popping. We had it.
Hey.
Man, we had it popping. But now it's more like you used to be able to say what No, Twitter, you said it earlier, like Twitter used to be able to say, no, you used to be able to say what the fuck you want on Twitter. Faggot, retarded, all that shit. You're fat, da 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 da.
You can still say that shit.
But I'm saying, but you're going to get back.
Yeah, it's just as
warriors. Now everyone's going to be like,
now everything's offensive.
It's worse now. It's worse now, bro. Like, for real.
No, I'm saying, but people be on you, like, they'll attack you about it. No, like,
yeah, I know.
It's like, back then, no, nigga, what? The fuck are you... Yeah.
How could you say a slur and you're a woman of color?
You'll say something, bro, and then you'll get like these random people.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. It's too much now. Now I would be on that shit all fucking day. My little sister's verified on Twitter. That's like her fucking job. Right. All day she's going, letting people get to her about. I'm like, fuck. I would be able to get shit done because I would be like, excuse me, what are you guys talking? Yeah, no, I'm on McAnally. I talk my little shit. I'll be talking shit, but I don't really have a lot of followers, so it's
like Twitter police. Like they go on the search engine and they go on the search bar and they search tweets.
Motherfuckers be offended and they be on
it.
I'll be like,
on it.
God,
they're on it.
Crazy.
I mean, you
like,
can't.
I don't never see these threads till like 20 hours later.
You can't do nothing. You can't. Without a bunch of people just
look,
being like...
What they got now, it's a quote retweet. So it shows your tweet on it, and then it shows what they got to say.
Yeah.
And then it shows to everybody. And then somebody retweeted, bam, that shit just...
That's how... It's always
it's
been
crazy.
Like... It's always been like that. It's always been like that. You can either retweet it or quote retweet it, and then...
Shit just
blows. Twitter back in 09, boy.
Nigga.
I ain't even have it.
Ooh.
Yeah,
eighth grade.
09, it was... Wild, niggas getting exposed, niggas talking shit, niggas just getting, oh man.
Bitches was definitely getting beat up.
Beat up on video. On viral.
Okay. Oh, all right. So, ugly nigga guideline, you got one?
I don't.
We ran it on for hell about Twitter. Let me mark that.
But I ain't really did an ugly nigga guideline in so long.
No, right?
Because my bitch told me I'm sexy, so...
You worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like
it. Sorry, I got snipped to say to you.
You know what? Okay, cool. I haven't done a Nelly pet peeve in ever. I'm trying to think of new segments. I'm trying to think of new segments. We have to figure it out.
I'm going to do Max top track.
Okay. We're gonna do local music. Local music.
Local music.
From a blue face. This shit go crazy.
I'm the gang. Hey, play that J Loud. My nigga Taj. Always gotta play my nigga's artist. My nigga got a new artist named J Loud. He got a song called Lick.
Fuck, forgot to email this bitch back.
He's from here?
Yeah. Well, he's not from here, but he's here.
Jay Line in the clay. Point him out of them boys. Hey, ooh. Jay Line in the clay. Pointing out my boys. Yeah. First time I hit me a lick, I came up with like four bands. Nobody who I did it with, cause I just couldn't trust no man. Right now I'm feeling hella lit, cause I done pop like four zans. Pull up with a 30 clip, up and blow a nigga no fan. First time I hit me a lick, I came up with like four bands. Nobody who I did it with, cause I just couldn't trust no man. Right now I'm feeling hella lit, cause I done pop like four zans. Pull up with a 30 clip. Up and blow a nigga, no fan. Up and blow a nigga, no fan. I was young and done with no plan. Running around with a Glock 10. I was robbing niggas for a quick band. If he move, second like some quicksand. Small, but I'm still a big man. Plus, I fight good, I got some quick hands. You ain't from the struggle, you don't understand. Only 18, tryna be a man. Done strapping up in black vans. They only judge cause the black skin. Thought the shit was only back then. But the racism shit is still in. Can't erase all these feelings. All these black niggas keep on killing. Going to jail cause they keep stealing. First time I hit me a lick, I came up with like four bands. Nobody who I did it with, cause I just couldn't.
It was J Loud. Let Taj King ENT.
That shit's hard.
This is Shot a pistol in G Baby. Wow.
I know them cats. The G Baby used to go to the barbershop. My brother used to cut in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Shot a pistol is my little cousin. He asked me to play. No, it's good. Cake up, I'm out the hood now. Chasing bank, what you know about this lifestyle? They shook when they look at us like, wow. Hood nigga, so I stay up in my thug shit. I'm having fun throwing dubs in the club. It's fire in my eyes like a Halloween pumpkin. They know my name when I step up in the function. Swerving, swervo, shout out G Herbo. Racing, speeding, I'm going turbo. Moving too fast, I hope I don't crash. I be living every day like I know it's my last. Cause I've been doing tried, walking through the day, trying to make it through the night. No, I don't wanna change, but I wanna change my life. I got chopped up in the storm like I'm playing Fortnite. Pick up, break down, I smoke out the pound now. Can't see, can't hear, cause you smell the loud out. Made away, got away from my background. Won't stop, can't stop, they know I can't back down. I cannot sleep, no, I gotta stay up. And I'm counting cheese now, gotta get my cake up.
Shout out to them.
All right. Cool. Nice.
DJ Bass Kids in the motherfucking building.
DJ Bass Kids. Thank you.
They hit me up to get some beats and shit.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Hey. You should just follow me, Manny. Miko. Oh, Miko. I'm following you back. It's Macanelli Twitter, but, you know. All right. I feel like I had a thought of the day. Heard something profound. Probably screenshot it. Probably in between some bullshit. So I don't know. You got a thought of the day? You have a thought of the day? Naughty.
like a thought of the day.
Like a thought. Like a bitch that, a like a hoe, like a thought.
So you want to say to the people?
No, I'm not to end it off, bro. I start shit.
That's a thought of the day.
We all gonna end it off, man.
We ain't gonna end it. That nigga start shit. That's it.
That's the thought of the day. We don't end shit. We start shit. All right. That's the thought of the day. Bye, niggas.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y. DJ Bass Kids, he a motherfucker.